Rockets basketball is on the air. It's time for the game. The game is proudly underwritten by Shannon Funeral Service, Jacoby Sales Incorporated, Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Zaxby's of Shelbyville, Perry's Auto Sales, Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville, and Shelbyville Pharmacy. Now, let's go back courtside with Scott Korn and the voice of the Rockets, Doug Hammond.
Welcome back here to Shelby County High School. Both teams back to the benches. A tremendous rendition of the national anthem by a state trooper. Did not catch his name, but tremendous. Starters being announced here for the Titans. It'll be the visitors wearing their black uniforms. Libby Federley starting. 16 points, 3.5 rebounds for the freshman. Actually a little bit different change to the starting lineup tonight. The backcourt mate tonight will be Carson Murray, sophomore, 5 points, 3.5 rebounds. Up front will be Mary Claire McGibbon, another sophomore, 3 points, 8 rebounds a game from her. And we'll insert Gian Hayes into the lineup. Gian comes in averaging 8 points and 2.5 rebounds. And in the middle, senior Hannah Renfro. 10 points, 8 rebounds a game for Hannah Renfro. So once again, for Collins in the backcourt, Renfro, Federley and Murray. And then up front, McGibbon, Hannah Renfro, and Gian Hayes are your starters. Collins comes in 11-7, coached by Sean Pigman. For the Lady Rockets, in the backcourt, junior Zeffie Gray, 13.5 points, 4.5 rebounds. Zeffie is the leading scorer for the Lady Rockets. She will be joined in the backcourt by Zoe Holland, a sophomore, 6.7 points, 3 rebounds from her. Up front will be Asia Hardy. We've talked about her possibly coming off the bench. She will get the start tonight. She could possibly be the X factor for Shelby County here tonight. 7 points, 3 rebounds a game for Asia. And then up front, Alyssa Roberts, defensive stopper, 5 points, 3.5 rebounds for her. And then Amy Conley in the middle. The junior averages 10.7 rebounds a game. So once again, Gray and Holland in the backcourt. Roberts, Conley, and Hardy up front for the Lady Rockets. Shelby County comes in 6-9 on the season. They are coached by Jason Holland. So it'll be McGibbon stepping in to the center court circle.
First thing I noticed, I ain't never seen Collins play on the road yet. I like those new uniforms. I like those road uniforms.
Be jumping it up here against Amy Conley. And a tap is controlled in the backcourt and actually will be saved in bounds by Gray. The right to Carson Murray. She'll hand back to Federley, and Libby will bring it into front court. Shelby County opens up in a 2-3 zone. Federley, left side to Murray, mishandles it, gets it right back to Federley straight away. Back to Murray on the left wing. She'll throw cross court to Hayes, back out front to Federley. Federley gives it back to Murray on the left wing. Nothing there. She'll dribble it out to the top of the circle. Kicks the right side to Hayes. Down low to McGibbon. Mary Claire with it. Kicks it out to Hayes. She'll rise up three. It's going to be too strong. Air ball. And will go out of bounds. Mary Claire's got to make a play right there.
Yeah, you got to do something with it. Looked like she was trying to turn and throw it opposite. Yeah. But just couldn't get turned. But, it almost like Coach Allen knew they were coming out 2-3 zone. You really can't go by that shot, but you probably got your two best shooters on the floor in Carson and Hayes. So
Gray brings it into front court. Collins in a three-quarter court press, trying to trap out of it. Now they'll fall back into a 2-3 zone. Conley goes left side. Roberts on the wing, back to Conley. Fake, step back, 12-footer. This one almost banked in, rebounded by McGibbon. So get it away to Federley. Libby coming up the middle of the floor, driving, forcing all the way through. Left-handed scoop shot, no good. Rebounded by Hannah Renfro. Left-handed put back, puts it in.
Hannah's starting off again, playing well. She always plays well against Shelby County. Her problem is staying on the floor. A lot of fouls, a lot of times. Her and Amy both. Amy's been in foul trouble quite a bit this year, too.
So Collins will come out. They're in a 2-3 extended zone, extended all the way to mid-court line. Roberts with it into front court. Tried to throw to the corner to Holland, knocked out of bounds by Hannah Renfro.
Both those corners are going to be open, but it's always going to be ready to shoot, and you got Hardy on the other side, who's more really of a driver at this point in her career.
High post here to Conley. She's going to look to drive. Ball fake, loses control of it, kicks it out to Roberts. She'll drive, kick to Holland in the corner. unable to get a shot off. She'll get it back to Gray straight away. Collins extending here in the 2-3, the back line all the way up to the free throw line here. So let's see what happens. Roberts going to look to drive, kicks to Holland. She'll rise up for a three. This one's short. Rebounded by Renfro.
And she missed.
And barely on an outlet. Yeah. Didn't see her.
She's turned backwards.
So Shelby will drop back and play a 2-3 zone here. Libby with it out straight away. Right side to Hayes. Beats down low to McGibbon. She'll kick it back to Hayes. Right back in the middle. Try to get it to Renfro. Ball will go on the floor, and McGibbon was standing or sitting out of bounds. It'll turn it back over to the Lady Rockets.
I think she almost got tipped, it looked like to me, more than just. You know what I'm saying?
Trinity Warfield off the bench. She will check in for Mary Claire McGibbon. Trinity, another sophomore. Trinity, 4.5 points, 6 rebounds a game for her.
Trinity is a girl we talk about a lot. You know, you want to see more out of her. Really got a lot of ability.
Roberts throws it over the head of Hardy, out of bounds. So the extension of the defense is causing some problems early for the Lady Rockets. 5.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter, 2-0. Collins leads it. Warfield in the corner. Back out front to Federley. Going to drive in the lane. Kicks it back to Warfield. They'll say she traveled with it. She tried to hop into the middle of the lane.
We're not sure about that. Teague said he had it all the way.
You know, I think the problem with it is on the jump stop, she didn't come down with 2 feet.
Yeah, exactly.
Something like that.
Makes sense.
I think Teague's all over that.
Teague said he's got to.
Gets it to Conley. Right side to Hardy. She's going to drive baseline. Kicks it back out to Gray, and it'll go over her head, and it'll be over and back.
He just said run over her. He just said run over her. Talking to Hardy, she said she couldn't shoot around her. He said just run over her. There you go.
Corner, Warfield has it. Back out to Federley on the right wing. Back to Warfield. She'll throw cross court here to Murray. Into the corner to Hayes. Hayes had it go through her hands and nearly threw it away. It'll go off the hands of Roberts out of bounds. So both teams a little shaky here to start.
Both these
on the offensive ends here.
Both teams playing in the zone, but they're both of them really active. A lot of hands. About 20 of them.
Federley with it straight away.
You didn't like that? I thought that was pretty funny.
I got you.
Okay.
Short corner, then out front here to Federley. I believe he's going to look to drive. Mishandled it, traveled again.
You know what I know about Collins? They're the king of the one-handed pass. Am I right?
That's you're 100% correct.
I know you see him a lot, play a lot more than I do. But.
So nearly halfway through the first quarter of play, and we're 2-0 here. Collins leads it. Roberts with it. She's going to look to drive, kicks in the corner to Hardy. She's being doubled, in trouble, gets it to Conley. Nice move, kicks it out to Holland. Penetrates, 10-foot jumper good.
Nice move, that's set up by Amy. Nice move, dribbling, penetration, kicks it out to Zoe. That's the first time you don't see it. Lots of, you know, she's always settled for the three. Good job, driving in for a little easy 10-foot shot.
Hayes with the right corner, three, good!
Her game is starting to come around. I mean, the last time, I guess it was against Spencer, she had a really good, she led the score, I believe, that
probably
night.
One of the few bright spots from that night was Gianna.
Yeah, her game is starting to, and she's only a sophomore, so she's got plenty of time. We expect these girls to, we talk about Fairley all the time, and she's just a freshman, so.
Hardy going to drive baseline, goes up, has it blocked from behind, but fouled from behind. This will go on Trinity Warfield, her first.
You got to give her a lot of credit. You know, the last possession, Coach Allen got on her because she didn't do what she just did right there. Drove the ball right at her and made her foul. Really quick on that. She gets by to her on that, in the corner. Really nice putting the ball down on the floor.
Free throw up by Hardy, good.
We talked about it. You almost have to play her, but just because you got to give Zeki some kind of another ball handler. And right now, you know, that's not Zoe's part of her game. So this girl here gives them a little bit more, you know, a little stronger right now. And, she's still what, a freshman herself?
She's
right?
Sophomore.
Sophomore, okay.
Second free throw, no good. McGibbon up high to get the rebound. Gets it over to Hallie Renfro, who checked in during that last dead ball, as did Mary Claire McGibbon back in. 5-3, Collins leads it here. 3:17 to go in the first. High post here to Renfro, over to Hallie Renfro, down low to McGibbon. Feeds it over to Hannah. Hannah has it blocked by Conley. And thrown away, Hayes puts it in, was over and back. Sure did. right in front of us, trying to chase it down, but couldn't quite stay on that side of the court.
I'm not sure how they went to foul on Zippy on that shot attempt. Because Zippy kind of lost her balance and just ran right into, was it Hannah, I think?
Hannah, yeah. 3 minutes to go here in the first, 5-3. Collins leads it right side here to Jenna Jones, who just checked in. High post Conley. She'll let it go. No good. Short rebound taken by Hallie Renfro. She gets it off to Federley. Libby pushing the middle of the floor. High post here to Renfro and fouled by Amy Conley.
That's almost where down there. You know, Amy can hit that shot. That's where you might want to see her put it on the floor and get a little bit closer.
You know, that's kind of what she created for Zoe possession before. Just
exactly.
A little ball fake, a couple dribbles.
She's strong enough to finish it around the basket, too. I mean, she can hit that shot, but,
yeah. You
know, it's a higher possession shot, of course.
Inbounded out deep to Renfro, nearly stolen by Roberts. Hallie Renfro out in the front part here, directing the offense as Shelby County stays in this 2-3 zone. Down low, Federley. Libby leaves it off for Renfro in the middle of the lane, just short on that one, missed it. Jones gets it back to Gray. Gray drives, kicks it out to Roberts in the corner, hollowed a lineup of three. This one's short. Rebounded by Conley. Goes up, blocked by McGibbon. Gets it away to Federley. Federley's coming hard down the middle of the floor. Leaves it off. Nice pass to Renfro. She missed it. Gets her own rebound. Will go back up and travel with it. And Hannah Renfro, God, we saw a week ago, really struggle against Spencer County, yet to find her way here tonight.
Yeah, you know, one thing this zone right here is doing, it's pretty much taking Federley because they can't guard Federley in the open court. And this zone's kind of making your net aid, but then Coach Pigman does a good job of putting it on that baseline where she still can create plays, not out front. So it's just kind of a chess match here between the two coaches. Somebody might need to teach offense.
2 minutes to go here. Drive by Roberts, no good. Rebounded, taken by Federley. Libby comes down the left side. Now getting back to the middle. Step through move, left-handed shot, no good. Tapped out of bounds. Be chased by Holland, but she was standing on the end line. Go back to Collins. 1:45 to go here in the first quarter. Low scoring game. 5-3. Collins leads it. Warfield looking inbound, gets it in the corner. Feed it down low to Trinity. Trinity goes up and makes it and fouled by Conley.
Because Amy's just too much body. Just got a hand straight up. A two on her, right?
Yep. And Amy had gotten herself back in good position, just go straight up with the arm. She just put her arms over.
Yeah. That's a move you see by Trinity that you want more often. You know, just a nice power move. It's kind of a little jump hook type deal, but.
Free throw up by Warfield, good.
You see her play sometimes, and she like she could be all district.
Yeah,
you know.
Absolutely. Caitlin Dish, the freshman, checks in for Conley to play the center position here. For the Lady Rockets, Collins will stay in this 2-3 zone. Gray with it now, dribbling out the top of this. Crossover, and thought she'd travel with it, gets it to Hardy. Hardy right back to Gray. Throw it down low to Jones, and she'll be fouled on the backside. They'll either go on McGibbon or Murray.
It's a nice look here by Zeffy.
Foul on McGibbon, her first, and Jenna Jones to the line. She'll shoot two. Free throw up, rims out, no good.
Jenna's kind of the version of, I'm talking about Trinity on this, that you know, watch Shelby Camp play, you want more out of her too. She can really shoot the basketball.
.120 to go here in the first quarter of play. 8-3, Collins leads it. Some discussion over who the foul was on. Second free throw by Jones, good. So .120 to go here in the first quarter, 8-4. Collins leads it. Shelby County will stay in this 2-3 zone. Left side here to Federley. Back to Renfro. Right back to Federley. Renfro still straight out with it. 1 minute to go. Right side to Murray. Throws it over the head of McGibbon out of bounds. Collins just never looked comfortable in that possession at all.
Yeah, it's just a turnover waiting to happen right there.
Collins will extend here to midcourt. They try to pick him up here. Alyssa Roberts handling it. They bring it into front court. Crossover dribble. Into the lane. Kicks it out. Jones, open three. Right side. No good. Rebounded by Gray. She's going to back it back out. 40 seconds to go here in the quarter. Left side here to Roberts. She'll drive all the way to the basket. Wild shot, no good. Battle for the rebound, out of bounds, off dish, and it'll go back to Collins. Hannah Renfro quickly off the bench. She'll check in for McGivin.
I believe we almost played this whole quarter. I believe Zeffy's got a shot at 10 feet.
I don't think so. So Allie Renfro working the point, trying to use Libby Federally more at this high post here. Let's see what happens on this possession. In the middle to Federley, out right side Warfield. Needs it down low to Renfro, out straight away to Hallie Renfro. Left side to Murray, she'll crank up a three. This one's short, rebounded inside by Renfro, stripped out of her hands, out of bounds, off Steffi Gray. Gian Hayes going to check in for Warfield. 11.5 to go here in the first quarter of play.
If you're Collins, you want to make sure you get this last shot. Don't give. You know, Shelby County, another possession.
Ball on the ground, and that's going to be a foul on Hannah Renfro. Just dove on top of Caitlin Dish.
Nice shot by Dish right there. It'd be tough up with the ball.
So with 9.6, it'll be Shelby County with a chance.
Now you want to nap your Shelby County. You want to make sure you take the last shot, not to give Collins a chance.
Inbounded to Hardy. She'll come up the left side. Going left, still on the move. Goes all the way to the basket. Left-handed shot, no good, and nearly an over-the-back foul again on Hannah Renfro. Could have called it, but no call. It goes out of bounds with .7 to go here.
A lot of missed layups in this game.
So it had to be a catch and shoot. Under the basket, Jenna Jones wide open and missed the shot. Collins broke down defensively and had a wide open shot. But a slow start offensively for both teams. Collins leads it here after one, 8-4. You listen to high school basketball here on Power 93.3, WXLN at WXLNRadio.com.